The Parnell administration has waged a fight against sexual abuse and domestic violence in Alaska. The governor's bill, HB 359, making human trafficking a serious felony offense, failed to pass during the regular session, but the governor has made it a special session priority. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Lawmakers want tougher penalties for human trafficking. House Bill 359, which passed the House last week 37-0, makes sex trafficking in the first degree and human trafficking in the first degree felony offenses. The bill did not make it out of the Senate before the close of legislative business in the early hours of Monday morning, so Governor Sean Parnell has made it part of his special session agenda. On Monday, Parnell answered reporters' questions as to why the bill is on the agenda.
The testimony that was had in the committees is so compelling, and it's an issue that I think we have broad agreement in this legislature on, and we ought to just get that done this week.
Parnell said statistics show that even in our largest cities, shelters see victims of sex trafficking every single day. More disturbing, runaways can become trafficking victims within 48 hours. He says sex trafficking and human trafficking is modern-day slavery.
There are many circumstances that put a young girl or boy in that situation. And when you hear from the FBI and local law enforcement about how girls are sent out from Anchorage into the villages to recruit, and they're offered cosmetics, shelter, makeup, and it's a chance out of a really bad situation in their own home, they're going to take it, and they wind up in Anchorage, and they wind up being slaves.
Committee substitute for House Bill 359, Finance, amended and titled an act relating to conspiracy to commit human trafficking.
Last week, the House passed HB 359 as amended with little discussion. Representative Anna Faircloth says the bill changes the language used in the law so that the crime is no longer referred to as promoting prostitution, but as sex trafficking. She said the bill makes it harder for predators soliciting young people into prostitution by raising the age of a victim of prostitution from 18 to 20 years old and creates tougher penalties for adult patrons of child prostitution.
This is saying if someone engages a prostitute that they believe to be under the age of 20 now, they are going to have a harsher penalty. It is a way for us to make safer people who may not know that predators are out to put them in a position that they don't want to be. It's a way to keep children and youth safe in our community.
Representative Bob Herron told the House that the Federal Bureau of Investigation came to his area in Bethel in 2010 to discuss sex crimes.
What stunned everyone was that the FBI and ATF reported to us that there was a particular interest in targeting young Yupik women from the Yukon-Kuskokwim region. The Wade Hampton District and parts of the Bethel Census District are considered the poorest in the nation. And so these young women, young girls, are easy prey for unscrupulous, evil people. They lure them, and they take them to Anchorage, and they take them elsewhere, and we never see them come back.
On Monday of this week, Parnell urged the legislature to pass HB 359 on the first day of the special session.
Is the bill going to stop that? It might stop it for some, and that's the hope. So this is clearly an issue in Anchorage, likely an issue in Fairbanks as well, and it clearly impacts our smaller rural communities.
Lawmakers will convene tomorrow for a special session of the 27th Alaska Legislature to address the human trafficking bill, oil tax reform, and legislation aimed at an interstate gas line. I'm Ellen Lockyer.